Hello, developers, and welcome to the PHP Architect Community Corner, where we have conversations with members of the web development community. I'm your host, Scott Keck Warren, and today we're talking with Molly McQuery. Dr. Molly McQuery holds a doctorate in sports and performance psychology and is a certified mental performance coach. With a deep passion for unlocking potential, Molly blends cutting-edge science-based techniques with practical strategies to help high-level executives, healthcare leaders, coaches, and elite athletes perform at their best. Her approach is rooted in the latest research in neuroscience and psychology, providing clients with the mental tools to excel under pressure, overcome challenges, and achieve peak performance. Whether through one-on-one consulting, engaging workshops, or customizing programs, Molly is dedicated to driving both personal and professional success with evidence-based methods. Thank you, Molly, for finding some time to talk to us today.
I'm excited to chat.
Yes, absolutely. So I think the concept of sports and performance psychology is new to me. It's probably as to our listeners. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Yeah. So I am, I guess you would say, a sport and performance psychologist and a certified mental performance coach. You did a great intro in telling people what that is. So my main work and focus is all about helping high performers train their brain like they train their bodies and their craft. I think those are the three main things that we can really train in our life. And, you know, with the clients that I'm working with in sport or even in business or performance, they are working on a daily basis on their craft, and they have people to help them train their bodies as well. And so my role is to come in and help them train their mental skills.
So how would you go about doing something with that with them? Is that like a, like kind of like a, like a psychologist type thing where you like meet with them every week and work on things, or is there more like exercise type stuff?
Yeah. So it looks different in every situation. Most recently I worked at Michigan State for 3 years, and that looked different on a daily basis. And so a lot of my work was doing one-on-one sessions with clients where they would come in and they would ask me, you know, how do I get from here to here? Or how do I manage my thoughts, my emotions, my physical responses so that I can perform at a higher level? And so a lot of that work was done one-on-one, and I would create a plan for them. But then also there's a lot of teamwork as well that's being done, a lot of workshops with teams as a whole. And so it can look different any day of the week, pretty much.
So you might come in like let's say you have like a technology team, like a programming team or something like that, and you might like come in and help them like overcome some of the obstacles they might be having, like delivering code or communicating or something like that, or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And so like right now, like how is it that usually kind of works out? So like if because I'm a team lead, and like we do have like trouble with that occasionally. And so how would that kind of like play out?
Yeah. So usually what ends up happening is a team lead will reach out and they'll tell me a bit about the obstacles that their team is facing. And then we'll work together with that team lead and also with the stakeholders, essentially, you know, the people who this is directly going to be impacting, and seeing what they want to get out of it and creating a plan so that we can get them where they want to be.
And then do that like remotely, or is it more of like an on-site?
Both.
Type of creation?
Is both. Both. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then, so you also have listed that you're a certified mental performance coach. And what does that involve?
Yeah, so I think that there are a lot of mindset coaches or life coaches. And the CMPC is through the Association of Applied Sport and Performance Psychology. It's basically our governing body. And so when you get a degree, you're making sure that you are checking off all of the boxes to be able to apply for that certification. Right now, I think there are about 900 of us in the country and in Canada. So it's still fairly new and small, but quickly growing as a field. And so that's just a way for us to make sure that we're abiding by all of the laws and research and science that we need to, and that we're credentialed.
I always appreciate when I hear like there's a professional organization like that, and they're like, well, we use like science and evidence-based things, because there's a lot of them where it's like fuzzier than that. Is that like a thing that people come searching for you as a certified mental performance coach?
Yeah, I think it's truly the new standard within our field. I think in previous years and in the past, there maybe wasn't that specific standard, but the CNBC really has set a standard for people. When people are looking to hire performance coaches or mental coaches, they go to ask to see that registry to make sure that you're getting someone who you know has the proper education and isn't going to do harm, but is going to do exactly what they need to do with the right science backing, essentially.
Yeah. It's like how, like, when I go to see a psychologist, I want to make sure that they have, like, a license and they've been at some
exactly.
school.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, somebody out of the back of a truck.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So one of the, like, the nice reasons that I get to talk to you today is because you're going to be one of the keynote speeches at Tech this year, at PHP Tech 2025. And can you talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about there?
Yeah. So essentially, we are going to be talking all about how your brain functions and operates and how we can train it to work for us and not really against us. And I use this analogy that's pretty simple, and it's about imagining your brain as a loyal dog. It wants to help us, but sometimes it barks at the wrong things. And if you don't train it, it reacts impulsively, and it can get very distracted and very panicked, and even second guessing itself. But if you learn how to work with it, you can perform at a higher level. So we're going to really be going over that, and it's going to be really engaging and interactive. So that's my expectation, is that you are able to walk away with knowledge of how to manage your thoughts better.
Yeah, and I'm a product of therapy. Like, I've sought out therapy in the past, and, like, one of the things that the therapist I'm working with right now, he kind of talks about how, like, there's that action occurs and then you react to it. And it looks like that's kind of like one of the things we're talking about here, is like somehow we are in control of our actions to things that happen to us. And like, the thing I find particularly interesting about, like, your overview is there's this, like, thought, emotion, physical response, and then performance. And, like, that really speaks to me. And so, like, what kind of physical responses do people usually have in one of those kind of situations?
So I think we've all experienced, at least from a young age, that's what got me into this field. I didn't know what it was. I grew up in a really rural town. Mental health and mental performance wasn't a real thing there, or we didn't learn about it. And I had performance anxiety growing up. I didn't know that's what it was until I got to college. And so those physical responses are something that I think we could all relate to. Heart beating out of our chest, stomach hurting, tension tightness, visual speeding up, shaking, sweating, feeling really cold, we're going to get sick. All of those things happen so quickly because of what you were talking about. Something happens, there's that threat, and then that chain reaction that we're going to learn about during the keynote follows.
Yeah, I'm really, like, looking forward to it. Like, both of the opening keynotes are, like, really interesting to me. They're both, like, topics that I find fascinating. And so I'm really looking forward to, like, yours specifically, because, like, I'm like, really into that point where, like, I am trying to, like, hack my brain a little bit better. Like, I know that's, like, not, like, a good thing to, like, actually be doing, but, like, I am trying to get into, like, well, how do I improve my mental performance so that, like, I can do better at my job and be better for my family and on all those situations. So I'm hoping, like, you got a lot of like knowledge information that you can drop for us to like go. So that sounds really fascinating.
Yeah. I think it's all about learning how to train it to function at a higher level. And I think we're all looking at that. And when I say train, I think that's something that a lot of people don't know exist or how to do, just because they think it's something that happens. But if you can train it just like any other skill, like you're training your craft every day, you'll get better at these things.
We'll be right back with it after this word from our sponsors. Production monitoring can be complicated. There are tons of tools and techniques, but you just want to know that your app is up and your users are happy. When your customers encounter a problem, you need clear, actionable intelligence, not walls of charts and reams of logs. That's why they built Honey Badger, the monitoring tool you've wanted, a tool that's there when you need it and gets out of the way when you don't. With Honey Badger, you'll know when critical errors occur, which customers are affected, be able to instantly respond when your systems go down, improve the health of your systems over time, and fix problems before your customers can even report them. Honey Badger is the application health monitoring tool built for you, the developer who cares about a quality product and happy customers. Start monitoring today at honeybadger.io. It's free to get started, and setup takes less than 5 minutes. Once again, that's honeybadger.io. So I'm trying to ask the speakers that we have on that are going to be talking this year, if they have any like helpful tips for people that are going to go to the conference. Do you have any suggestions for people as they're at the conference for ways to make the experience better for themselves?
I really love conferences because I think that there are so many pivotal moments in my career that come from conferences. I look back when I had just graduated undergrad, and it's really hard to find good mentors, especially in our field, because there are so few who are willing and have the time and space to give that. And I think my very first conference in this field, I was so scared to go up to that person that I thought was amazing in our field. And I waited in line, and it turned out to be the best leap of faith that I had ever done, because we hit it off, and he's still my mentor to this day. So if I have any advice at all, it's speak up. Don't be afraid to ask questions. And talking with the organizers, it seems like this is going to be such a good community and space to do that. So my advice is just do the thing and go talk to people and ask the questions, and don't be afraid to feel stupid or look stupid or whatever you're afraid of. Take the leap, because you don't know what connection you could make and how that could change the direction of your career.
Yeah, I've talked to like a couple of I've talked to the conference to John and to Eric.
Yeah, John and Eric.
And some of the other speakers, and like that's like the PHP community in a whole is very welcoming. They're like the best group of people to just go up and chat with. It is really like I'm a speaker. I like going. I would go even if I like wasn't speaking. Mm-hmm. Because like I love that environment of just like being able to go up and talk to people. So it's one of my favorite pieces of this as well. Is like conferences have changed my life as well. So yeah. I think like that's an excellent like thing. Go talk to people, please.
Yes.
Go talk to
people. Yes. You never know the connection that you're going to make and what it could do for you.
No, absolutely. I mean, like there's people in our, like that are big names in our field that are going to be there, and they're not in like psychology, but in tech They're going to be very, very helpful. So I would definitely go talk to them. They're very open to talking.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that you want to direct our listeners to before I let you go for today?
If you're interested in just looking at more of my stuff, you could follow me on Instagram and at Dr. Molly McHugh, and then my website will be linked as well.
Okay, awesome. And we'll put links for that in the description of the episode so that people can get to it kind of quickly. I think we'll also link to your LinkedIn as well. Or you already said that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So thank you again. Yeah.
Thank you. This was good. I will see you at the conference.
I have to say another heartfelt thank you to Molly for all of her time and for yours as well. If you're not a subscriber, make sure you subscribe with whatever your preferred method is so you can get the episodes as soon as they're released. Maybe share this post with your coworker and tell them how you're going to enjoy going to PHP Tech this year. This podcast is available both as an audio version on our website as well as a video version on our YouTube channel. This is Scott Keck Warren for the PHP Architect Community Corner signing off and reminding you to keep listening, keep coding, and keep reading.